God. I feel so horrible about all this. I thought the 3 glasses of wine at dinner would help, but I still feel terrible. I know, I shouldn't have lied to my parents about having a boyfriend, but they're conservative, and that's kind of what they expect. No, I'll come out to them eventually. I mean, I've already come out to all my friends. But it's parents are different. No, I will do it. But later. Like after college. It's not like I actually have time right now to be full out lesbian with all my studies and being on the swim team. I was able to hold off that conversation for years just by playing off the whole tomboy thing, but I could tell they were starting to get a little suspicious because I'd never had a boyfriend, so I had to make one up. So when they got a little more and more insistent on meeting this boyfriend, well, I could only hold out for so long without looking too suspicious. And I guess that's when you swooped in to the rescue. No, it's just, you've been my friend since the very beginning of college, you know. We've sat together in orientation and we've had classes together. If there is one guy I could trust to pretend to be my boyfriend for 1 week of hell with my parents, it's you. Though, honestly, I really didn't think they'd allow us to sleep in the same room, let alone my old bedroom. I was kind of counting on them insisting on separate rooms, or at least paying for a hotel for us to sleep in. Maybe this is their way to finally show that they're not as conservative as I thought. Oh, if so, they picked a horrible time to do it. I didn't even pack anything to sleep in. I kind of usually just sleep in the nude. You don't suppose I could maybe borrow one of your shirts or something? I could wear some panties under them so I could be, semi-modest at least. Thanks. Do you mind turning around? It's weird. It's weird. I'm sorry. I can undress in front of all the cute girls on the swim team, including the ones I have crushes on, but it makes me nervous to undress in front of a guy that I don't feel a thing for. No offense. I promise, I will find some way to make this all up to you somehow. I swear. I don't know how, but I will find a way. Maybe I can set you up with one of my teammates. Some of them are always looking to hook up, especially once the season's over. Okay, you can turn around now. I thought the shirt would go down further, but well, I guess it covers everything. But it won't matter, once the lights are off and we're under the covers. No, I am not going to make you sleep on the floor. Shut up and stop being chivalrous. My mom, anyways, has a habit of opening my door in the morning to wake me up, and us not being together in bed would be hard to explain. We'll just have to share my bed tonight. And the next 6 nights. So let's just get used to it. Okay, come on. This bed seemed a lot bigger when I was a little girl. I swear, if we were any closer, you'd be pretty much on top of... Oh, sorry. Not the visual I wanted to put in your mind at the moment. Blame my parents on this fucking mess. They're the ones who insisted on us sharing my bed. When there's a perfectly good guest bed downstairs. It's even got the larger bed anyways. I don't know why they didn't put you down there, or even both of us. It's like they're expecting us to have... Oh my god. Fuck them and trying to be cool parents. Thinking that they're being progressive by being so permissive and letting us sleep in the same bed. And by implying, saying it's okay for us to have sex under their roof. Shit. And they're in the next room over. They're probably lying in their own bed, trying to listen to us. I mean, it's not like they can hear us talking, but... Oh, fuck. I remember having to listen to them have sex. So that kind of thing definitely carries through the walls. Okay, new plan. How are your acting skills? I think we're going to have to put on a show for my parents. Just for one night. Maybe two. I mean, I hope they're not expecting us to have sex every night. Oh god. They aren't, are they? Well, let's just worry about tonight. We can fake moans and stuff and make the bed creak. So we just need to move it back and forth a bit. Put on a show for my mom and dad, you know? Okay, let's just try and move the bed in unison. So it, you know, creaks a little bit. You know what I mean? Well, then, we can, add in some moans and stuff. You know, nothing too over the top. Wait. Stop. That's not the kind of, creaking. At least not the kind I heard from their room. Or from the other dorm rooms back at college. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Maybe you need to get on top. I think that's what we need to do for, you know, genuine creaking sounds. I know it's way more than you bargained for, but I will owe you so much for this, thanks. Sorry, I'm just a nervous wreck, and this is getting out of control. I was thinking it would be just easier to come out to my parents, but not tonight. So if we can both just move together with you on top of me. There. That sound is more convincing. Just keep it up like this. We can begin moaning in a little bit. Just keep moving on top of... Wait. Was that... Was that your, you know, bumping up against my thigh through your shorts? No. Don't stop moving. It was my fault. I don't think I was moving right, and we kind of are bumping together, and I just wasn't expecting that you might be a little excited about this. I'm sorry, I sometimes forget that you're a guy, a straight guy, and I didn't mean to make this so hard for you. Difficult. I didn't mean to make this difficult, not hard. I mean, hard works too, but it's multiple meetings and... God, I just keep making this worse, don't I? I'm sorry. This isn't fair to you. Apparently, I've just been involuntarily teasing you and making you share a bed with me and being so close to me and... And now I'm simulating sex with you. I don't know how I'm ever going to make this up to you. Wait. Actually, I do. Get off me for a second. No, don't worry. I'm not upset with you. No, don't worry. I'm not upset with you. Yeah, you should be the one upset with me. At the very least, you should be quite frustrated. Okay. Get back on top of me. No. Don't start moving. Not yet, at least. You see, I took off my panties. If you just slide down your shorts, then I think, I think we could get precisely the right sounds we need from this bed. Yes, I'm talking about actually having sex. It's easier to just have real sex than to keep trying to fake it. And it's more fair to you. I'm hoping this will pay you back in part for this entire train wreck of a week. Not to mention that, honestly, I'd honestly rather have sex with a man than have an awkward conversation with my parents about my sexuality. That's something for a later date. A much later date. I have to lose my virginity someday anyways. Might as well be with my best friend. Just don't expect me to suddenly be won over to the cult of the cock, or anything like that. I like girls. Nothing is going to change that. Still, this might be interesting. Even fun. On a purely physical level. No, really. I'm serious. Go ahead. Here, I'll even pull down your shorts for you. Oh, God. It's just kind of flopped down and smacked me. I think it's gotten even bigger and harder since I started talking about actually doing it. So, admit it. You totally want me, don't you? Well, here's your chance. You did kind of promise to be my boyfriend for this week. I guess it entails certain things. And I did promise to make this trip worth your time. So, let me just take it in my hand and I can lift this shirt up of yours and I will guide the head of your cock right up into my pussy, which, as you can tell, is surprisingly wet under the circumstances. I'd appreciate if you'd just, you know, ignore that detail. I'll blame it on the wine. Now, you remember when I told you not to move until I told you to? Well, now's the time to move. No. No, I'm fine. I was expecting it to be worse. You were so gentle when he slid into me. But now, gentle isn't going to make this bed creak, is it? We have to convince my parents that we're a couple. So, let's couple. At least on a physical level, this isn't so bad. If you were a girl, this would be perfect. I do like the penis part, though. The way it moves in and out of me, both hard and soft at the same time. Fuck. Are these convincing moans? I think I'll be able to convince my parents. Might be able to even make them rethink their decision to letting us share this bed. I think this will get my parents to stop prompting me questions about my love life. You realize I'm going to have an actual orgasm, right? I've never had a fake orgasm before, so probably wouldn't be able to be very good at it. I'm willing to make that sacrifice to fool my parents a little longer. I have to keep fooling them about my sexuality. Maybe I can even fool you into thinking I'm not a lesbian. You know all about me, don't you? Maybe, if you try real hard, maybe I can even trick myself just for a few minutes. Just long enough to come. Thank you for coming with me this week. And putting up with my parents, I mean. Not the sex. And the really big orgasm. They were nice too, don't get me wrong. Well, okay. They were really nice. And thanks for putting up with this really small bed. We're pretty much going to have to be sleeping on top of each other for the rest of the week. At least not when we're having straight sex to convince my parents of my sexuality. Or if I'm, you know, on top of you, or you're behind me while I'm on my hands and... Sorry. I guess I'm just kind of getting carried away with this whole idea and making my parents regret putting us in the same room and in such a small bed. But you know, this bed doesn't seem so small anymore.